they need to have evidence of a move or that somebody has died or something else, like a higher threshold to pull people off of their roles. That was a longstanding position by the Justice Department.
We have 5 seconds.
That this Justice Department reversed.
Well, Vanita Gupta, I want to thank you very much for being with us, President and Chief Executive now of the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights, formerly head of the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice during the Obama administration. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. It's 7:59. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up, hot 92 for a high today with patchy smoke. Voices from the Edge, John Slaughter's in the studio, and he is poet and activist, and he has a number of guests on the phone, and he'll be taking your calls at 503-231-8187.
Books and Records. Books and Records. Come on down to KBOO's annual used book and record sale on Saturday, August 19th, noon to 6 p.m. at Cider Riot. There will be fabulous books, DVDs, CDs, and vinyl at ridiculously low prices. It's a fun community event that benefits your favorite community radio station. KBOO again. That's KBOO's annual used book and record sale on Saturday, August 19th from noon to 6 at Cider Riot, 807 Northeast Cooch Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under community events.
Have you seen KBOO's Fuzzy Boo Van? It's a giant furry blue Muppet mobile that brings music and joy wherever it's found in Portland and across the region. We're having a contest this summer. If you spot the van, post a picture on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with the hashtag Fuzzy Boo and you'll be entered to win a chance to have Fuzzy Boo at your event, as well as other prizes. Each picture you take is another chance to win. For more info and clues on where to find the van, go to kboo.fm/fuzzyboo.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Albina Jazz Festival at the Stingray Cafe on Saturday, August 12th and Sunday, the 13th in Portland. The Albina Jazz Festival is a two-day jazz festival featuring performances by King Louie and LaRonda Steele, Ron Steen and Jam Session, the Chris Brown Quartet, and many more. Again, that's the Albina Jazz Festival on Saturday, August 12th and Sunday, the 13th, at the Stingray Cafe, 240 North Broadway Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Yes, Portland, what is going on? My name is John Slaughter. You are listening to Voices from the Edge on KBOO Radio. How are you doing? Good morning. I hope you are wide awake. I'm going to tell you right now, I didn't get any sleep. I've been actually up from a little bit of a, kind of a little bit of entertainment. Went out to the Jizza show last night. Big shout out to DJ Wicked. You know, if you get a chance to go to different shows in Portland. Portland has one of the best music scenes, you know, and so here on the radio, if you're expecting to hear Miss Joanne, you are wrong. You're getting John Slaughter and Voices from the Edge. And on this radio show, we're going to get a chance to talk about music, entertainment slash shows and music, sports and the arts, all on this show, but with a little bit of poetic justice feel. So I'm still buzzing from this Jizza show last night. My man Libretto, who was on last week, had a chance to open up. DJ Wicked had a set, and I just want to make sure we give praise to those OGs such as Libretto, such as DJ Wicked, who get a chance to share out their art and their love and their just their talents with us on a continuous basis. And so good show at the Star Theater. Shout out to DJ Wicked. Shout out to Libretto. But today we're talking about community activism, and I'm talking to different individuals in Portland who do good work. We got a great lineup today of people who are going to be able to call in. If you want to call in and talk to these individuals or call in and talk to John Slaughter, the number is 503-231-8187. Voices from the Edge with Poetic Justice and John Slaughter. So our first guest today is Miss Imani Muhammad. She is one of those individuals in Portland that I respect so much. I had a chance to go to the Main Man March with this lady. I've had a chance to do many events at the Blazer Boys and Girls Club. I think we got Miss Imani Muhammad on the air. Hey, Imani, you there?
Here.
Oh, yes, my dear friend. How are you doing?
I'm excellent, my brother. Thank you. I'm doing good.
Good morning.
Yes, it is good morning. That's right.
I'm sorry, indeed. I woke you up at the crack of break of dawn.
It's all good.
Yes.
You'll be up anyway.
So. You already know it. So please tell the people on cable and who's listening, tell the people what you do in the city.
Yeah, absolutely. First and foremost, thank you, John, and big shout out to Joanne for holding Kabu Radio down
yes.
for as long as she has. And just honored, you know, and blessed to even share the airwaves with the people. So I'm a native Portland, Oregonian. I am very proud to say that I'm still here in this city.
Yes.
Have watched the city go through transformation, change, and, of course, at the end of the day, just really love my city that I'm from. I've been doing community work since I can remember. My mother ran for city commissioner at the time in, like, 1989. And so my brother and I have just been real grassroots from the very beginning, doing community cleanups at
yes.
age 6 and 7. I mean, just out there.
Connected,
absolutely. And really have been instilled with the values of giving back, you know, from day one. And so just kind of as I've navigated this city, I've worked for different organizations. I've taught for a couple years.
Yes.
I've done, you know, some a little bit of city work, working with Northeast Coalition of Neighborhoods, and currently right now I work for the Boys and Girls Club of Portland, and you know, just honored work, you know, working
yes.
with families and community is sacred to me, and
real work.
I take that not lightly, because you know, every moment that we get to work with people, young people and families is a blessing. So I've done a lot of things. We got a lot of things coming up, whether it's with Boys and Girls Club, whether it's with my own nonprofit. Some of my own personal work is my own nonprofit, which is called Youth Organized and United to Help.
Yes.
And we will be celebrating this coming February, the 11th annual Youth Summit.
Tell them.
11 years. So, you know, just a lot of things. And I'm honored to just, you know, share this with people.
Yes, we'll talk about that in a second. You know, you wear many hats here in Portland, and you're also Nation of Islam as well.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
My brother introduced me to Minister Louis Farrakhan back in 1996.
Yes.
And at the time, I was in high school. I won't tell everybody my age, but they can do the math if they want to.
Yes, ma'am.
But I was in high school at St. Mary's, and, you know, all-girls Catholic school, and I've always been a person that searched for, you know, where is God today? Where can I find God today? And you know, just found the teachings and found that it was really relevant to the struggle of us here in America.
Yes.
And our condition here in America, and, you know, also gave us the history pre-slavery, because a lot of times in the school system, that's all we get is that little segment of civil rights movement
Breach.
And a paragraph
yes.
about slavery.
Breach.
So,
yes.
For
yes.
me, the Nation of Islam just gave me identity, and continues to be my rock and my, you know, system of how I move and navigate in this world. And quite honestly, I wouldn't have that give back mentality, one, if it wasn't for my parents, and also just hearing that, you know, we got to live for others and be service to others and not live for ourselves. So,
yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm definitely rooted with the Nation for sure.
Yes. And I was telling people before you got on that I had a chance to go down to the Million Man March with you and
yes.
just experience, I like to say, Black Heaven.
Yes.
Yes,
and
get a chance to hear the minister, but then be able to come back to Portland and be able to kind of spread the word of unity and peace and love between our people. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. You know, one thing I just want to say this. You know, a lot of people didn't understand. You know, in 1995, the Million Man March. I mean, we saw the image of it. You know, over a million black men coming together with no violence, and that was a message in itself, and that was a historical moment.
Yes.
And 20 years later, us going back under the Justice or Else banner mm-hmm. was again about. You know, a significant moment in history and understanding that we need to demand the justice or else, you know, and demand
Preach.
That. But the demanding comes from our unification.
Yes.
So we have to be united before we can try to hold any of these institutions that are doing their job, right?
I mean, yes,
white
ma'am.
Supremacy is doing its job. So we, in order for us to hold them accountable, we as a people have to be united first, and because that's power in numbers. And
very so, much so
that's really what that 20th anniversary was about. It wasn't about another march. It wasn't about you know, something significant on the scale of, okay, so after we march,
yes.
we're going to take over 50 buildings.
You know,
Monty,
you know, I had a brother tell me, hey, yeah. I'm going to go to the next one. And I'm like, brother, if you thinking about I'm going to go
yeah.
to the next one in 20 years, you on the wrong. This ain't no party. This
right.
is not.
It's really not.
Yes.
It's really not.
No.
And the thing about it is there's our children, right?
Yes.
So like our children,
Preach.
You and I both have children,
yes,
that
ma'am.
Can now go into the history books and say, oh, there was a movement,
yes.
you know, when my parents were around. And they
yes.
don't have to read from 1897. They actually get to read 1995.
And hear from us. Yes.
2015. Exactly.
Yes.
So it's beyond that. You know, it's beyond going to D.C. and saying, hey, I shook hands with people. It's about
yes.
that we're setting the legacy for generations down the line to read about this history and know that the fight continues as long as we still, you know, are under oppression. So,
yes, ma'am.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Yeah.
Now let's
yeah.
talk. Let's talk about, because last week we talked about events and we had my guy Mighty on here, and we'll talk about that Lace Up event really quick. But you mentioned the Youth Summit, and as we talk about people who are doing real work here in Portland, and you do that, and I love it, sweetheart, and that's why I wanted to have you on here. You know, I knew Devontae.
Yes.
And you know, we've talked about this before. You know. A lot of people don't know I'm the women's head basketball coach at PCC, but then also I coach high school football. And, you know, that young man might have, should have been, could have, would have, should have
right.
been at football practice that day. So talk to the people about the Youth Summit and the 11th annual and what it's about.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in 2007, Devontae Lightfoot was,
rest in
I
peace.
Believe, a freshman. At Benson High School, and he was gunned down broad daylight on January 7th, 2007. And he actually was one of my students. I taught him in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade at Victory Middle School.
Yes.
And you know, for me, it was one of those, dang.
Yeah, you good.
You know, dang that you actually have a student who you just taught, you know, who's murdered. You know, you tend to wait maybe 10 years after you teach somebody and you hear their story, whether they have children or whether they're married or, you know, things like that. And so to hear that he lost his life, you know, literally a year after I taught him, it rocked me.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that was happening is that former students were calling me and they're saying, you know, Miss Muhammad, you know, that was Devontae, and you know, those shootings that came after that were supposedly in retaliation of his death.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not here to corroborate any of those stories. I don't know what was truth. I just know the phone calls that I got.
Yes, ma'am.
And so I had a moment where I went into prayer and kind of meditation, and I feel that, you know, I got a vision of, let's do an event where we pull all the adults that work with young people, teachers,
yes.
community leaders, whoever works with young people, pull them together in one room and have a youth panel where youth get to talk about their experiences. And most of the youth that were on the panel at the time were in high school, and you had Ashley Paschal.
Yes.
You know, these are grown adults now.
Yes,
Mike Capes was
yes.
on the panel. A lot of folks from Roosevelt, and Karanja Cruz was a key component to getting that panel together. And so
yes.
we had a youth discussion, and the adults sat in that audience and listened to real life experiences that these young people are going through. And that was my whole motto. It was like, adults just need to shut up and listen
yes.
so that these young people can express what's going on. And so here we are fast forwarding, because for me, that was just a moment to say, that was my grieving moment. You know, it was just an event to honor Devontae
yes.
3 weeks after his death, which was February 3rd was the Youth Summit. in 2007, but then all the young people were like, we need more of this. We need, you know, we want
it. They loved it.
Yeah, they loved it.
And great response.
Literally, you know, I move off of inspiration and the youth. And so I'm like, all right, well, I guess I got to do it. And so that's what catapulted me into my youth organizing and community organizing and event planning and just grassroots.
And it's your 11th year coming up.
And here we are, right? In February will be 11 years. And we've added workshops. We've brought keynote speakers. We've had Professor Griff and D1 and Siri X. And you've been a part.
You know it.
Holding it down with the talent show.
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now. Yeah. You heard it on KBOO. You got me. Even during the basketball season, you know, it's hard because I'm trying to balance and trying to come during the basketball season. But I got you, Miss Imani. Yes.
Got you. Yeah. Mean, the whole world just heard it. So I hear you too. Yes.
Now, really quick.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we had Mighty here last week, and he talked about his Laced Up event, and I love it because, you know, I'm a kicks head, you know, a shoe head, and he's talking about giving kids, you know, free shoes and hooking them up, you know, backpacks and school stuff, school supplies. You know, I love that he's partnering up with you and getting a chance to do that.
Yeah, I mean, we when he ran the idea by me a couple weeks ago, you know, I'm like, I'm down. You know, I'm a sneakerhead, but I'm like the amateur level. I have really tight kicks, but I don't have, you know, 100+. So, but
yes.
I love shoes. I love shoes. But
yes.
But the idea, the concept of getting young people a nice pair of kicks for that first day of school, you know, and I just want to segue real quick. You and I grew up in that generation where your first day outfit had to be the flyest. You had to make sure mom or dad or whoever
you laid it out
on layaway and put it on layaway.
Yes, you did.
Let's talk about
if
layaway.
You had to. Oh, yes.
You had to, because that first day outfit had to be the cleanest. Like, you had to rep. And so I get that, you know. And so that vision that Mighty has about getting these young people in a nice pair of shoes, you know, is it means something. You know, it's self-identity and it's some pride. And so he ran the idea by me. I was like, I'm down. I'll help out how I want, you know, however we can. And he and I actually met last night.
Nice.
Talk a little bit more. And, you know, it's unofficial, but it's official that my nonprofit is going to partner with him and most likely take care of the shirts that's required for, you know, just getting the young people in shirts that say Laced Up. And
so
we're going to go ahead and take care of that on an in-kind donation. But,
big up to
Mom. Yeah, man, I'm all about, you know, supporting our people and supporting people that do good work, you know, just like you are, John. And so
this
Laced Up event, in the next couple of weeks is going to be great for young people.
I want to make sure real quick, I shout out your brother, and you mentioned him early, who does great work as well, too. You tell him I need to make sure I get him on this show. I'm on here the next 3 weeks after this week as well, too. So you tell him we'll be talking about revolutionary type things as we get into the later this month. And I need him on here. Oh, I know he's going to set this radio stage on fire.
Yes, you already know.
I already know.
I'll definitely let him know.
Yes. Yes. And shout out to Mighty. That Laced Up event is August 26th. It's going to be over in the Park Rose District. He's going to make sure he's going to be giving out 50 pairs of shoes to some kids who need it. I'll be down there giving out some shoes. You know, that block party is that same day, that Irvington block party. I don't know if you heard about that.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, we had Dante Grand Preston last week talking about that. But anyway, let's keep it moving.
I was just going to say for the Laced Up, he actually secured the Friends of the Children location out there.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's going to be, and for him, it's nostalgic because that's the old Powell Center.
Yes.
If you know Mighty's story, or I'm sure he'll share it on that day,
yes,
but it's pretty dope that he was able to get that location and be able to give back to the community that really raised him.
Very much so.
And brought him up to who he is.
Yeah. Shout out to Friends of the Children. They do good things with kids, especially finding mentors for kids who actually need them, and especially reaching out into the community where our people are at.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Now, other than the summit coming up, do you have any other things that you have on your horizon, different things that you are?
Always. I think the most important work right now that I'm involved in, which is, you know, part of my 9-to-5, is with the Boys and Girls Club.
Yes,
ma'am. We
are
getting ready to open up the Rockwood Boys and Girls Club.
Yes.
Officially October 2nd. And September 30th, so for all the listeners, September 30th will be an open house for the community. We are still locking in the time specifically, but if I can just give my email for anyone that's interested in learning more about the Rockwood site that's opening. But it's imuhammad@bgcportland.org. But that, I mean, that's going to be the city. That area has been waiting for us to be there. We've been waiting to be there. It took a couple, you know, a couple dollars to make it happen. But we're coming. And so that community, I've been out. Yep, that's my phone. Sorry about that.
No, you're good. Got you.
We've been out in that community, just connecting with partners, Rosewood Initiative, I mean, New Avenues for Youth, Open School. I mean, I can name, and then, you know, there's so many out there, and we're working with them to really bring the services for that community. And so the young people are just excited for that club to open. It's going to be state-of-the-art right next to Open High School, and really excited. So that's kind of the work that I'm doing currently right now, is making sure that we open up that club the right way.
Nice.
And make sure that we have who we need in there, and really excited. We're going to have a nice gym, futsal court, so it's straight activity out there in East County.
Oh, you just, you know, you barked up my alley. You said gym, you said, hey,
right.
Yes.
So now, we'll be out there, absolutely.
September 30th.
September 30th is the open house for the community,
okay.
And then the first day for youth, our first day opening up will be October 2nd.
October 2nd, that's right. That's right. Make sure you head on out. I'm going to tell you right now, I wish I could be there September 30th.
I know you have a fashion show.
Exactly, but you can tell the people down at your little function to come on down to the fashion show afterwards.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. Right. I will take care of them.
Yeah, I'll be... See, we got our basketball jamboree that same day in the morning.
Okay.
And so after that, after the open house, yeah, I'll just slide on through for the fashion show.
I will save you a seat.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, I'm Miss Imani Muhammad. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to let you go enjoy your day. I appreciate you so much. Big respects, Queen. You're doing so many good things in the community. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you. And, you know, likewise, you're holding it down for us as well. So
I'm trying.
Back to you and all the listeners. Thank you for tuning in. And y'all have a blessed morning.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, that was Miss Imani Muhammad. Colin, hey, if you wanted to talk to Miss Imani, too bad, but you can call in and talk to John Slaughter, 503-231-8187. I've done a lot of different things with Miss Imani, and we get a chance to build and have fellowship and relationships. And it's one of those things where, for me, I love to be able to have people on and have those conversations. We call them courageous conversations, because those are the conversations that don't get had enough, especially around the city. One of the individuals who was supposed to be on our air today was Mr. Sam Thompson. Sam Thompson works at SCI. He does great community work. One of the things I had a chance to do was go to an event down at PCC Gym. Yes, shout out to PCC for the Mike James and Kalanji Pashal charity basketball game. Almost semi-pro individuals from Portland, from Terrence Jones from the old Houston Rockets in the NBA was there, to the MVP Andrew Andrews from the mighty Benson Tech was there, of course. And you had, you know, local people, celebs, and like my man Darius Strickland, who was there. Shout out to D Strick. I just had to give him a shout out because, you know, I know he didn't score a buck and he got razzed, you know, at the game. So I just had to give my man a quick shout out. You know it. So there's a lot of different events that are going on, and we want to make sure we always pub those. So if you know of a good event, something that's worthwhile, something that our people should go to or should know about, make sure you let John Slaughter know about. Make sure you let KBOO know about, so we can spread the word about good arts and good entertainment here in Portland, here on KBOO. If you want to call in and anything you want to talk about concerning the community work, please call in. Area code 503-231-8187. We can have a courageous conversation. I brought my man Sam Thompson up because he does a lot of good work, and different people in Portland get a chance to spread not only their agenda, but also the agenda of peace, the agenda of community, the agenda of prosperity and us coming together. And one of the things that, you know, I learned through the process before going to the Million Man March with Miss Muhammad and a group of individuals, specifically AAPRP people, revolutionary type people, and even Panther people, is that conflict resolution, being able to be here and at the same time to resolve different beefs or squash different skirmishes that are keeping our people from working. And another individual who's supposed to have a chance to either call in and or be here, but the gentleman actually is very, very busy and has kids too, was Mr. Karanja Cruz, who Miss Amani mentioned earlier. And, you know, he had a saying that Sam has been repeating that I will use as well. And it is, Karanja said, we need to be able to agree to disagree, but we also need to be able to stay in the room together. And one of the things that means is, regardless of beefs or disagreements or skirmishes that we have as individuals or as groups or as even as gangs, one of the things we want to make sure we do is stay in the room. And that respect that we have for each other, or that we need to make sure we have for each other, needs to still be there. We're going to agree to disagree all day and day. And there are people in Portland who I probably disagree with, but I have no problem staying in the room and having that courageous conversation with them. So we love to do that. We can even do that on KBOO here on the radio. We love to have those courageous conversations. You want to call in, dial in 503-231-8187. I think we have a caller on the air. Yes, we have April on the air. April, go ahead.
Hi, John. I just have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I missed part of your show, so you may have already gone over this.
It's okay. Go ahead.
But yesterday, I heard that there was going to be a Pan-African Festival down at Pioneer Square.
Yes.
Over the weekend.
I did hear that as well, too.
Do you know anything about times or anything? Because I couldn't find anything.
You know, I actually I overheard an individual at the show last night talking about that. To tell you the truth, my weekend is jam-packed. Uh-huh. And so I heard about it, but I will get details if I can during the show, and we will make sure we get them out.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Anytime.
I really appreciate it. I like your show, too.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's nice to hear new voices on the air.
There will be different voices that you will hear that will be coming on even after me, but yes, I will agree.
Yeah, I've noticed that lately there are more new voices, you know, instead of, I like the talk shows that KBOO has,
yes.
But it's been a lot more different people have gotten on.
Well, you know, diversity is a great thing.
Yeah.
And
it is.
We praise KBOO for actually giving us a chance to celebrate that diversity and doing different things and taking a, you know, having a leap of faith and doing some different things, especially with John Slaughter and Poetic Justice. Hey, thank you so much for the phone call.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
You know it. This is Voices from the Edge, KBOO Radio. Thank you so much for the phone call. If you have an event or you know of something that we need to make sure that we are talking about in the community, talking about community work or anything that we need to know about, please call in. This is Voices from the Edge, but also it is Voices from the Edge with a Poetic Justice feel. We're talking about music, entertainment, sports, and the arts, and et cetera, here with John Slaughter. So we were talking about these different individuals who were supposed to call in or be here, but it's all good because we love to be able to support them and things that they do. And one of the things that Karanja Cruz gets a chance to do is have these workshops called Teaching with a Purpose. And these are some of the most engaging, worthwhile conferences and workshops, primarily for teachers and educators, but different, almost I'd say artsy-fartsy things that people should be able to come to, things that they should know about and be able to talk about when we're talking about change, when we're talking about education. And so he has his next installment with Teaching with a Purpose coming up. I believe it is August 12th. I'm going to get the correct date for you and give you the address, but it is definitely a worthwhile event. I had a chance to host his Teaching with a Purpose at Harriet Tubman Middle School a couple years ago, and they introduced the Tupac curriculum. If you haven't had a chance to look at that, you need to pick that up. It is kind of spendy, but you can actually also, I believe, look at them at your local library. I will get the author's name of this Tupac collection, but it is awesome. So we will try to make sure we get Karanja Cruz on this show later. But right now on the air, we have another person who does great work in the community. It is Miss Renee Lopez on the air. Renee, are you on with us?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Queen. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm trying to wake up my brain, but I'm good.
Hey, I had to call Miss Amani this morning. I had to get her up two out of bed. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for joining us on the radio.
Yes, thank you, John.
Yes. So kind of tell the people, you know, what you do here in the city. You as well do great community work, and you wear many different hats. Tell the people what you do here in Portland.
I'm a freelance photographer here in Portland, and I basically have been documenting, people of color, but mainly just the hip-hop scene.
Yes.
The activism that's been happening here in the last two and a half years. And I started a Women of Color project about a year and a half ago, and it's just highlighting women of color in Portland.
Yes. And if you are on social media, which I was listening the other day and I heard they said something about, like, I think 3 billion people, or I think it's half the world, is on social media. If you are on social media, and especially in Portland, you have seen a Renee Lopez picture. Your art, your picture's everywhere, and I love it. You take beautiful pictures.
Thank you.
Now, what inspired you to start that project?
What inspired me was, there's a couple of things. One thing was, I really wanted to be involved in the music scene, and I'm not a rapper, I don't sing, so I was like, how can I be involved? And I figured, and I also met Glenn Waco, who became one of my really good friends, and he's a local rapper here in Portland.
Yes.
And I just was like, I should start taking pictures of the hip-hop scene, and I was like, nobody's doing that, and so I should document, you know, what's going on. And so I really have, like, documentation of how the scene has grown and changed, which is pretty cool. And then I started working with the Black Lives Matter movement here in Portland, and I was like, oh, I should use my camera as a tool to, like, document what's happening right in my community and what's happening to me and everyone around me. So that's what really started it. I've been doing photography since, like, 10th grade, but I never really put any effort into it. It was always, you know, a hobby, but I just started doing that, and it just really took off, and then, so that's what started it from there, and just kept going.
And
so,
taking that passion from a hobby and almost now into your profession. And
yes. Yeah.
Now is photography your full-time job?
Right now it is, which has been pretty cool. I work during the school year, and I work part-time, but the school's not open during the summer, so I've been doing it full-time. So it's been really cool to see that I can actually live off this, and, you know, it's been amazing.
Yes. Now, Renee talked about her work and using her tool as of photography within the activism, and that's actually one of the first ways that I saw you was on the front lines, literally in the face of people, capturing what's going on, and even front lines with the police, front lines with the opposition, and talk about some of your different run-ins or your different ways in which you get a chance to use your voice as a tool, but also as in a way in which it allows you to do good community work. Talk about that.
I think just being, because sometimes photographers, I feel like, they're not always involved in the community that they're taking pictures of. So for me, it's like, it's actually part of what's happening in my life.
Yes.
So for me, it makes it, I think, more intimate, I guess, as far as what I'm capturing, because it's like literally what is happening to my friends and my community. So that makes it, I guess, a little easier for me. But when I first started doing all that, it was hard for me. I was a kind of a shy person.
And yes.
So doing photography and doing the activism also helped me to just be more empowered to, like, speak up for myself and speak up for my community too. So
nice.
And
hence this project, speaking up for women of color.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. That was just like, I felt like there was a very serious need to, like, highlight women of color here, because we're here, we are here, and, like, we do exist, but it's like, you know, we do live in a very white city, but
yes,
I just wanted to show that we are here and we're existing and we're resisting too. So
yes,
that's one of the reasons why I started that project for sure.
Nice. And you're also connected with the Young Black and Gifted movement here in Portland. Talk about that. I mean, I haven't been in a while, but I need to. I saw you at Doug Fir at one of them. I need to get there. Talk about that.
That was just also just another need of seeing, like, we needed a space to center around people of color. That was a safe space for us to go and, like, not only just, like, network, but also, like, have a good time and not feel like we're going to get harassed or anything. So it was just another need of, like, feeling a need of, like, we need somewhere to, like, have this fun party. And, there wasn't really anything like that happening. So, YGB being a part of that has been amazing as well. Like, and being in a collective of people that, and it's like it's like women run mainly. I mean, it's amazing. Like, all these beautiful women are doing all this work. And also, Deep Underground has been doing amazing work too. So.
Yes.
They are not also, I felt like they're a little younger, but they also felt like we need a space for people of color to come together and
Shout out to Miss shout out to Miss Mia O'Connor.
Yeah.
Yes. Now I want to make sure I highlight not only your community work, but your photography is amazing. You know, and I know that you get a chance to take a lot of, like, artist pictures, and you're at a lot of shows, and what is that like being out there in the night, you know, up front taking pictures of these artists and just be like, even on stage, a lot of times you're like sharing stage with these people.
That used to be really hard for me too, because I was so shy, and when I first started doing, like, live music photography, I would be so embarrassed. I'd be like, oh no, I don't want to be on the stage, I don't want to be up front. And now it's just so natural because, you got to be up front to get those shots.
Yes.
And so that's helped me grow as a person, definitely, like, right? And I think a lot of people know who I am now, so it's, like, normal. It doesn't feel, I don't feel embarrassed. And a lot of the artists are my friends, so it's cool to be able to just go up there and share that space with them. So, it's been such a huge growing process for me, because I was really a timid person and, it was like, oh, I don't want to be up front. Like, I don't want to be on the stage. People are like, but I was like, I had to just understand, like, that's not what was going on. And I love to be in the, that's why I wanted to do live music, though, too, is also because I love to just be involved and watch the artists, like, do their thing. And, when the artists, when they step on stage, they really, like, they come out, whatever they're going to be, but whatever, persona they want to be. But it comes out, and it's amazing to just be right there to see that happen. And that's why I love to do live music, especially, hip hop, but because I get to just be right in it, like, with them, and I get to see the crowd, and it's amazing. So, yeah.
And I think, photography and photos are part of our social culture now, which we share so much, but that we utilize it, and we almost, we reflect back to, we look back to, and we share, because it's they're capturing these moments. Oh, and it's beautiful when you do take such a great shot and you have that eye and you can capture. One of my favorite pictures you took was of Mike Capes on stage. I believe it was last year at the, I believe it was PDX pop-up.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, had the whole crowd out in front of him, and he had this grin, and it was like, it was huge crowd, and it was like one of those, like, this, he made it, this guy's dope. It encaptured all of that in one picture. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, chills from a picture. Yes. Now, can you, are there any events that you need to tell the people about that you will be shooting at, or you will be at, or you will be?
It always just kind of depends. Sometimes it's like so last minute that I don't know. It's been such an amazing summer. I knew it was going to be crazy, but I didn't know how crazy. You know, I just had like 4 gallery shows.
Yes, you did.
So it's been, I feel just so blessed. And I just have so much gratitude, because it's just been such a crazy summer, but so good. Not that I can think of off the top of my head, nothing big that I can think of at this moment. I think that, The one thing I know that the Black Music Fest, the Portland Black Music Fest, is coming up in September. I'll definitely be involved in that. Trying to think if there's anything. You know, we just had PDX Pop. That was amazing.
It was.
I can't think of anything right this moment, but I'm always doing something. I think I'm kind of known for that now, as well as like, you can. I'm never not working.
But that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, and then it's like I'm glad that's a problem for me, because I'm looking at it like I feel blessed again, like just because it's like great that I am not never working, but it's what I love to do. It's my passion. So I'm like, yes, that's awesome.
And I love to see Renee out there in the streets with the movement, because it's, you know, like you talked about, it's our people, it's our culture, especially within this hip hop culture that's being greatly affected, that's being, you know, oppressed on a daily basis, you know, especially even in our whitest city in America, which is Portland, that it is. Before I let you go, last but not least, I wanted to make sure we talked about the act of this conflict resolution and how you feel about ways in which we here in Portland can get a chance to do some of that, and using I love to use this tool and this platform to be able to talk to different people who are doing good work, but then also ways in which we can, you know, create some good change here in this city.
For me, I would just, you know, I think my biggest thing is like equality. I want to see like everyone treated the same as far as like punishment, or when somebody passes away, like, can we show up in the same way? So that's one big thing that I've been feeling recently. Like, can people show up?
Yes.
Like, you know, you can't just show up for this one person and then not show up for these other people. So that's super important to me. And then just like making sure that there isn't crazy, there isn't crazy like white folks walking around that have like all this, they have all this violence in their records and they've been in and out of jail. And
yes.
And then they end up, you know, really hurting somebody. So it's like, can we please figure that out? Why are these people walking around, you know, free when they should have been already incarcerated and in jail? But I feel like because they're white men, they're out, and then they end up killing people. So it's like, can we, you know, like, we got to figure that out, because it's just like these things won't happen if they've already been in jail. So to me, it's like, again, equality, and like, can we just like really be on top of that, because it's so important. And I think that we could have avoided some issues if, you know, this would have been, I don't know, if people would have just been on top of what was going on. So
very much so. Yeah. And you mentioned two things, two very good things. Number one, accountability, mm-hmm. especially when we're talking about state officials, and especially when we're talking about police around the nation, even here in Portland, because we do know they love here to, you know, show and use that force, especially at rallies, and especially when we're talking about dealing with people of color, and then people of with mental health issues. But then also, I love that the accountability piece is just huge, and we don't talk about that enough. But we talk about it, but it doesn't happen, you know. Definitely doesn't happen. But the other part of showing up, you know, and I love the part you talk about showing up. But, you know, one of the things I love to tell people, it's more than about just showing up. Mm-hmm. You know, it's more than just about just say, hey, I went to a rally downtown on, you know, Juneteenth, or I went to a Black Lives rally on Black Friday, and I didn't spend anything that day, you know, and almost getting a chance to tell these allies to do more than just, you know, sometimes even show up. You can't, like you said, you can't just show up for that one.
Yeah.
You know,
you got to do the work at home, and also, you know, you got to talk to your aunties and your uncles and your, you know, maybe because that's like, for me, it's like, if you're a white person in Portland, like, that's your job, is to talk to other white people.
Yes.
You're not as scary.
Preach.
Like, if a person of color comes up to a white person, they're more defensive. So it's like, talk to your people, you know, explain, and especially if you're more aware of what's going on, and you can talk to these people, and it's going to be less intimidating than if I went, even if I was trying to be calm and stuff. Like, it's going to be less, and it's like, we just don't got time for that either. We're trying We're trying to out here trying to just live and pay our bills, and, you know, that's like kind of the last thing we want to do right now, is like have to explain to white people, like, you know, this is why you need to do this and this and this. But yeah, I would say just being like, talk to your family, talk to your neighbors, you know, especially if you are an aware person and you're really trying to be more woke and like aware, then you talk to your people, because that's really important.
Talk to your kids.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Queen mother, you know, and when we're talking about having these courageous conversations, these are these courageous conversations that we don't have enough, even within, not just, you know, against the oppressors or against the individuals who aren't being accountable, or but also, like you said, with your family members, with those individuals who, even in our family, who aren't doing right, who we need to make sure that they are, or those individuals who we know can do better or need a little helping hand. But then also, one of the things I want to make sure, and you talked about, it's that support, you know, showing up for the different events here in Portland, you know, not just, you know, picking and choosing, but showing up for the different, you know, hip hop shows, you know, the Mike Capes, you know, like you talked about Glenn Waco, the Rashid Jamals, the, you know, these different artists who are out here grinding and trying, you know, to support these people.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And support that Rene Lopez. I love that logo you have.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And a lot of times, you know, what are ways in which people can see some of your photography or even see you on social media?
Yeah. The best way really right now, because I've worked so hard on it, is Instagram, and it's Miss Lopez Media, and it's MISS. Yeah. I usually post at least once a day on there, so you can see a lot of my work. The other place is MissLopezMedia.com. That's my website, but I would say Instagram, because I work really hard on that, and I really do post at least once a day.
Yes.
So it's always updated, and I will post a flyer if I'm going to a show or whatever I'm trying to support. I'll try to post shows that people are doing and all that. So
yes, you do.
That's the best way to keep up with what I'm doing is definitely Instagram. So
yes,
check that out.
That promotion, and it's almost like being honored if she's sharing your stuff, because that means she's either going to show up or but also, like you said, there's a following, so people know where, you know, Miss Renee Lopez is going to be, and they're going to show up. And, you know, I will say this before I let you go. I might use my platform to see if I can get you at an event. You know, I'm doing a fashion show. I might need you to bring that camera, Renee.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, Miss Renee. Hey, I thank you so much for being on the air with us this morning. Thank you for waking up.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, we will have another conversation soon, girl.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Good.
Hey, you have a beautiful day today.
You too.
Yes, right. That was the lovely Miss Renee Lopez, photographer, professional photographer. You know, I wanted her to talk about her old job that she used to teach. You know, I tried to get it out of her really quick, but activist, individual who works with the YGB, Young, Gifted, and Black here in Portland. Just another individual who's doing good work here in Portland. And we love to highlight those individuals. We love to make sure we talk to them and talk about what are the different things that they're either doing here in Portland, what are some ways in which we can either get on board and help go support, or just hear about some of their stories and ways in which they affect our people and our community, but then also ways in which they can help bring together some good stuff here in Portland, some community building. This is Voices on the Edge here at KBOO Radio. If you want to call in and talk to John Slaughter, that is me, Poetic Justice Style here on the radio, the number is 503-231-8187. Today's show, we're talking to different individuals here in Portland who do real work. We had Miss Amani Muhammad on here. We just got off with Miss Renee Lopez, and we're hopefully going to get a chance to talk to Mr. Adrian Wright. Oh, he's here. Oh, yes, he's ready on the air, ready to go. Mr. Adrian Wright, are you on the air?
What's up? What's up? I'm here.
My guy, how you doing? Good morning.
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I can't complain, my guy. I'm on the air, and I'm Gucci. Of course, if I'm on the air, I'm Gucci. Hey, I want to make sure I let people know. Now, this is one of my big brothers. I'm going to let you guys know, you know, I preach loyalty, and Adrian is tech in the building. What's going on, my guy?
Nothing much, man. Just actually just getting up. I'm glad I was able to get on the air.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, now, I want to tell the people, I know Adrian primarily through not just Benton High School, but you are a promoter, and you get a chance to like throw shows here in Portland.
Yeah, concert promotion,
yes,
event organizer.
Yes.
I also do pay promotion for different promoters in town, so social media, marketing, and whatnot. So I got my hands in a lot of things.
You do. That's not even your real job, though.
No.
Nah. You're 9 to 5. You got a 9 to 5, too.
Yeah, I got a 9 to 5. I got 6 kids. I'm doing a lot. I got my hands full.
You are grinding, yes. But I love the grind because you are working, doing real work out here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's what it's about. So, you know, we had my guy Imani, a.k.a. AM, from AHAT here last week talking about this event at PCC Gym next week. Tell the people what's going on.
Yeah, we have the Hardwood Classic. It's the biggest battle rap event to ever be on the West Coast,
yes.
Actually.
Yes.
AM, the guy you mentioned, I mean, he's been working himself to the bone, just grinding to get this thing going. So I really got to give a shout out to him.
Yes.
He's actually a really good battle rapper
as
well.
Yes, he is.
But this event is going to be huge. Anybody who likes battle rap or has ever been curious about battle rap or heard about it and want to kind of come check it out, this is a big deal. For hip hop in the Northwest, we have Charlie Clips, who's on the TV show Nick Cannon's Wildin' Out,
yes,
on MTV2.
He has those gun bars.
He's going to be out here. Yeah. He has the gun bars. He has the jokes. He has the freestyles.
Yes, I love it.
We have Daylight, who's well known in the battle rap community.
Yeah, he's a fool.
He's awesome. Yeah, he's a fool. He's pulled many antics. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he gets naked on stage.
He dresses up funny sometimes, a lot of crazy things. Yeah. But at the end of the day,
it's battling. He's battling though with it.
Say that again.
Even though he does crazy things, he's spitting bars though.
Yeah. He does a lot of that stuff, kind of just to bring attention to himself. But once you start paying attention, you'll realize he's one of the most talented dudes doing it.
Yeah.
And this is also his farewell battle.
That's right.
We have JC. We have Marv One from 8 Mile. We have Quest McCody. And then they're facing Northwest battle rap artists who haven't really had a chance to get that kind of exposure. So you have Jay the Nightwing,
yes,
Young Nate, and many, many more. Hypnosis, Heretic. I mean, it's just a packed card. It's a 2-day event. It's next Friday and Saturday at Portland Community College Gymnasium, and it's going to be off the chain.
Nice.
Food and everything, man. So people really need to come out and support the culture. And like I said, if you love hip-hop, this is something you really want to come check out.
Yes. Now, in the past, Adrian, I can't even count how many shows that you've done, I mean, that I've even helped you out with. And, I mean, this is, of course, this is a passion of yours to be able to kind of, you know, I feel like it's providing some good entertainment for the city, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard you talking to the previous guest, and, you know, it's like you said, people really need to come out and support these events, support these artists. But, you know, at the same time, us as promoters and as artists, we need to start giving a little bit more variety. You
nice.
Know what I mean?
Yes, I know what you mean.
Go out to support some of these events. You kind of like, it's kind of like the same thing every time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And no disrespect to anyone. You know, I know everybody's doing everything they can to provide, you know, great entertainment. But, you know, I think that, you know, we need to start providing some variety.
Yes.
And I think that the battle rap genre, that subculture really hasn't had its just due out here. We have a lot of talented people.
Very much so. Shout out to Immaculate.
Yeah, shout out to Immaculate, man. Unfortunately, he has some other big battles coming out, but we definitely want to get him in on the next one. But Immaculate, you know, he's kind of the pioneer and started this battle rap movement.
Especially
in the Northwest.
Portland,
yes. He's a legend in battle rap. You can go coast to coast. I mean, England, Canada, you can go anywhere, and Immaculate's name rings bells. And we're just trying to give some of these new and upcoming. It's a new breed,
yes,
new era of Northwest battle rap. And when I say Northwest, I mean Seattle,
yes,
Portland, and I mean even Idaho, Utah, Colorado. A lot of those guys consider themselves Northwest as well. So the whole region is full of talented guys, and they get their shot.
Yeah.
This coming weekend,
yes,
to bring their A game against, you know, top top rated battle rap artists from all over the country.
Now, I believe there's also a couple of different performances, and there's a basketball game. I heard there's a basketball game, Adrian. I'm just let you know it's at my gym. You know, I might shoot from the E in Panthers. I'm coming for a couple of MCs ankles, and because you know they don't do this on a regular basis. I'm gonna have to have an EMT right there.
Right. You're yes. The MVP. The MVP.
The EMT is gonna be the MVP.
Right.
You already know. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, now, I'm not getting on the court.
Yeah.
Believe that. I won't be on the court.
Okay. Good. All right. Well, I'll just make sure. Yeah. Now, really quick. You know, I wanted to talk and touch really quick. People don't know, if they don't know, they don't show up. Your brother, Ronnie Wright, one of the more accomplished R&B singers here in Portland, and almost, I won't say even upcoming because people know about him, but he talk a little bit about being able to kind of help him in this process and this Bespeak. I love it, Adrian. Oh.
Yeah, Bespeak Love was a compilation album that we came out with a couple of years ago.
Yes.
My brother Ronnie, you know, he's a great singer, songwriter, and composer.
Yes.
Him along with Chris Warren.
Yes.
Not Chris Warren, my fault. Chris Turner. Everyone knows Chris, you know. Saida, Tamra.
Shout out Saida, right? Yes.
Jared Lawson.
Yes.
I mean, it was jam-packed. It hit number one on the UK charts. On the UK R&B charts, and we're just kind of keeping that movement going, the Bespeak movement.
Yes.
Bespeak, it just represents like an upscale R&B experience. So we're really working on doing some events coming up early next year. There's another album coming up, a.k.a. Bespeak by Ronnie.
Yes.
He's done a lot of work on it. It's really good. And then we're looking to put together another compilation album as well. It's everywhere. It's Bespeak Experience, a.k.a. Bespeak on Instagram.
Yes.
Bespeak Love on Facebook and iTunes.
Shout out to Tam Stevens. Shout out to Kimberly Monique. Shout out to, I mean, it's
Ashley.
Oh, yes.
It's just a collection of the best singers in Portland
and artists,
in my opinion. So I'm really proud of my brother. You know, he's already accomplished in other aspects of his life.
Yes.
Singing has always been his passion, and just, you know, given my position, throwing events and kind of having some connections in the industry, I'm just going to do everything I can to
very much
to make sure that they blow up.
Yes. Tell him I need some Jordans. All right, so, you know, he had me. That's kind of an inside joke, and everyone knows if they know. He had me so much inspired, Adrian, to where, you know, he had me writing poetry for, you know, the Bespeak, and I went home and just, yes, loved it. Loved it. Had to write something. I told Ronnie that I will write something specifically for that next project, you know. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it's going to be dope, man.
Yes, it is.
Like, he's put in a lot of work, man. He has just talented artists from all over. Again, working with Chris Turner.
Yes.
Chris Turner, I mean, he's a genius,
he's,
man.
He's been behind on tour the keys with Prince. And, oh, yes. Oof.
And So
maybe I'll read this piece before we get off the air. Yes, give a little bit of poetic justice before we get off the air. Adrian, thank you so much for being on here. I want to make sure I give big ups to you and your fam. I appreciate all the things that you do. You've had a chance to be very even loyal to the things that I do. I mean, people don't know, and there's a reason why I had Adrian on here, and I'm not going to get emotional, but Adrian's the guy who helped me create Poetic Justice. And so, you know, as we talk about thank yous, man, thank you so much, bro. I appreciate you.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you too, man. Everything you do in the community as well. So I'm glad to have this radio show.
We're trying, bro.
Trying to get some exposure, man, and let's get some people in every Saturday morning. I mean, Thursday morning.
Oh, let's do it.
And get some people listening, man.
Let's do it. You know it. Hey, I appreciate you, Adrian. Hey, go enjoy that day. Hey, tell the twins they need a little bit of hoop work. Come down to PCC. I got them. I got that new shooting gun.
right.
Yes. Hey, enjoy your day, bro. I appreciate you so much.
All right, brother. Thanks,
yes, sir.
For having me.
Yes,
having
I good. Got you. Hey, that was Adrian Wright. And to let you know, he is way too hot. He didn't want to say it, but that's Way Too Hot Productions right there. LOE, low in the building. you know, he talked about his brother Bespeak Project, and I wrote this for Ronnie Wright, and it is called Bespeak here on KBOO. Yeah. Be and speak. Speak and love peace. Be love and be peace. Be speak love and now peace. But be speak love, be speak peace, be speak you, and be speak me. So be speak we, be speak you, and I will always be me. Be good, be better than me. Be great, be greater than the next, but be true to what you believe. Be honest, be real, be more humble, but be something we can all feel. Be speak. Be easy, be greasy, be golden, be unique. Be tech, be smart, be resilient, be complete. Be strong, be powerful, be black, be proud. Be quiet, nah, be loud. Be now, be bold, be new, be old, be young, be fast, be loud. But be first and not last. Be the word, be the fight, be the air, be the light, be the earth, the moon, and the stars, be the shine and the grind, be the bronze, silver, and the platinum, win it all, and be the gold. Be seen, be preferred, be deserved, be heard, be here, be for us, be you, and I will be me, but be love, be peace, be honor, be happy, and be all that you can be, but be. Speak. That is John Slaughter. You are listening to Voices on the Edge. That is Poetic Justice Style. Hey, you know what? It is Thursday morning, 9 o'clock on this dial. It is KBOO Radio. Hey, you're going to get it. Poetic Justice Style with John Slaughter. I'm going to be here next Thursday. We are going to have a bevy of individuals talking here in the building, calling in. Hey, make sure you call in. Hey, there's more shows coming up. Make sure you're still staying tuned to KBOO. It is John Slaughter, Poetic Justice, Voices from the Edge. I will see you next Thursday. Hey,